Chapter 6 Free Time Activities
第六章闲暇活动
Unit 6 Free Time Activities
闲暇活动
Conversations
Part 1
Mother asks Helen about her hitchhiking.
How did your hitchhiking go?
Oh, it was all right, provided I thumbed the drivers down. Alec didn't let me at first in case the drivers decided to kidnap me. But whenever he did it,
we had to wait for hours.
And didn't you have any trouble? Your father and I were very worried.
No, you needn't have worried, really.It's all right, provided you're patient.
And people are very kind. One couple gave us a lift in the south of Italy, near Brindisi. And they wanted to put us up at their house in case we couldn't find rooms in the youth hostel. We got the boat to Greece from there.
You went to Greece?You never told us you got so far.
We didn't tell you in case you got worried.
Part 2.
Steve asks Judy to see the film.
Hello, is that Judy?
Yes, who's that?
Steve, you know, we met in the pub.
Oh, of course. Hello.
Look, I was wondering if you'd like to go to the pictures tonight.
Well, what's on?
Gone with the Wind is at the Phoenix.
I've seen that. Rather soppy, I thought.
Close Encounters is on, too.
I don't know if I want to see that. It doesn't sound my cup of tea.
Oh, it's not just science fiction, you know. It's got a message. Well, what about it?
Well, okay then.
Fine. See you outside about 7:30.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Part 3.
Ruth is asking her children to help her with the housework.
Now, it's time for cleaning up our house. We need a thorough cleaning. Everybody gets to do something.
Mom, we should get downtown today. We can't be too late.
If everyone gives a hand, we will make it done early. Okay, let's assign tasks now.
Sam, it's your job to clean our two bathrooms. You need to wash the tubs, basins, both wall and floor tiles.
Roy, you should mow and water the lawn and vacuum all the rooms. Lily and I will clean the kitchen, and I will keep an eye on the washing machine. Jimmy,You should put your toys in order and make the house look tidy.
Can I do it some other day? I am tired from playing soccer yesterday.
Sorry, you can't. If I agree to let you do it some other day, I'll have to agree Lily to leave earlier for shopping. If that were the case, who would be left for cleaning the house?Okay, everyone.
Get down to your own assignment ASAP.
And we will dine out at noon.
Passage. Books. Perhaps no other thing has such power to lift the poor out of his poverty. the wretched out of his misery, to make the burden-bearer forget his burden, the sick his suffering, as books.
They are friends to the lonely, companions to the deserted. Joy to the joyless, hope to the hopeless, good cheer to the disheartened. A helper to the helpless.
They bring light into darkness and sunshine into shadow. We may be poor, socially ostracized, shut out from all personal association with the great and the good, and yet be in the best society in the world, in books. The trend of many a life for good or ill, for success or failure, has been determined by a single book. The books which we read early in life are those which influence us the most. The greatest advantage of books does not always come from what we remember of them, but from their suggestiveness. A good book often serves as a match to light the dormant powder within us. A good book or a good friend often excites thoughts in great writers, even upon entirely different subjects. We often find in books what we thought and felt. Could we have expressed ourselves? Indeed, we get acquainted with ourselves in books. We discover one feature in Emerson, another lineament in Shakespeare, an expression in Homer, a glimpse of ourselves in Dante, and so on until we spell out our whole individuality. True, we get many pleasing reflections of ourselves from friends, many mirrored deformities from our enemies, and a characteristic here and there from the world. But in calm and unbiased way, we find the most of ourselves, our strength, our weakness, our limitations, our opinions, our tastes, our harmonies and discords, our poetic and prosaic qualities in books. We form many of our opinions from our favorite books. The author whom we prefer is our most potent teacher. We look at the world through his eyes. If we habitually read books that are elevating in tone, pure in style, sound in reasoning, and keen in insight, our minds develop the same characteristics. The best books are those which stir us up most and make us the most determined to do something and be something ourselves. Libraries are no longer a luxury, but a necessity. A home without books and periodicals and newspapers is like a house without windows. Children learn to read by being in the midst of books. They unconsciously absorb knowledge by handling them.
No family can now afford to be without good reading.
No entertainment is so cheap as reading, says Mary Wortley Montagu, nor any pleasure so lasting. Good books elevate the character, purify the taste, take the attractiveness out of low pleasures, and lift us upon a higher plane of thinking and living. Whatever you read, read with enthusiasm, with energy. Read with the whole mind, if you would increase your mental stature. Learn to absorb the mental and the moral life of a book, and assimilate it into your life. He is the best reader who consumes the most knowledge and converts it into character. Mechanical readers remember words, the husks of things, but digest nothing. They cram their brains but starve their minds. If you are getting the most out of a book, you will feel a capacity for doing things which you never felt before.
Words and expressions.
Poverty.
Wretched.
Misery.
Burden.
Suffering.
Dishearten.
Socially.
Ostracized.
Association.
Trend.
Failure.
Influence.
Suggestiveness.
Dormant.
Explosive.
Entirely.
Acquaint.
Feature.
Lineament.
Glimpse.
Individuality.
Pleasing.
Fiend.
Deformity.
Characteristic.
Unbiased.
Limitation.
Harmony.
Discord.
Poetic.
Prosaic.
Potent.
Habitually.
Elevating.
Tone.
Style.
Keen.
Insight.
Stir.
Luxury.
Necessity.
Periodical.
Midst.
Unconsciously.
Absorb.
Handle.
Entertainment.
Purify.
Attractiveness.
Plain.
Enthusiasm.
Stature.
Moral.
Assimilate.
Consume.
Convert.
Mechanical.
Husk.
Digest.
Cram.
Capacity. Exercises. Section 1. Listening Comprehension.
Listen to the record. Answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D from the four possible choices. A. Royal Hotel. Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Good afternoon. I'd like to book a room, please. For the 23rd of December.
Right. The 23rd of December?
Yes, please.
How long for?
2 days.
So the 23rd to the 25th of December.
That is correct. Thank you.
Is that right?
Yes.
And, what time will you be arriving on the 23rd?
Approximately 2:30.
2:30 p.m., yes?
Yes, indeed, yes.
And, what kind of room would you like, sir? A single or a double?
Single, please.
Single room, right. Could you give me your name, please?
Yes, it's Mr. Brown.
Brown, could you spell that for me, please?
B-R-O-W-N.
B-R-O-W-N.
Yes.
Look forward to seeing you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
B. Because I leave for work very early, my husband gets our 4 children ready for school. One day, I laid out a jumper for my youngest daughter. Running late, I couldn't find her matching shirt and tights. So I left my husband a note explaining they were somewhere in the clean laundry in the basement. Later, when I called him, I discovered there was utter chaos at home. Nobody could find anything. I phoned him again at work and asked if he found everything for our daughter's outfit. Oh, yes, he replied that he got everything they needed. Relieved, I asked, so was it all where I said it would be?
Not exactly,
he answered. Where was it then? After a short silence, he confessed.
Walmart.
Supplementary reading.
Wrestling with television. Perhaps the most ironic aspect of the struggle for survival is how easily organisms can be harmed by that which they desire. The trout is caught by the fisherman's lure, the mouse by cheese, and man by the world's most leisure pastime, television. Most people admit to having a love-hate relationship with it. They complain about the boob tube and couch potatoes. Then they settle into their sofas and grab the remote control. The amount of time people spend watching television is astonishing. According to research, on average, American adults spend 4 hours a day in front of the TV. Fully half of their leisure time. Over a lifetime, that's more than 9 years. Yet, we love to complain that we don't have time for the things we really want to do. There are 2 reasons we end up watching more TV than we know we should. People think they need it and it's easy. We usually don't realize how many hours we're watching television. Since it's a passive activity, with feelings of lowered alertness continuing even after the set is off, watchers typically find their energy and concentration are low. Inertia sets in, hence there is no motivation to get up and do something else once you are planted on the couch. When you think about other activities, sleep, playing with your kids, hobbies, that you're giving up by watching television, it can be an eye-opener. Don't make it easy to be a potato. Instead of being a passive watcher, there are ways to make TV watching harder. Most people arrange their living room furniture around the TV. But you may try to put the TV away in a cabinet, a back room, or the basement. Then arrange your couches and chairs for conversation and reading. If your TV is too big to move, you can remove the batteries from your remote so that channel surfing must be done manually. Keep a list of alternative activities taped to the TV as a reminder. The TV turnoff website lists screen-free suggestions like starting a garden, looking at the stars, or going to a bookstore as options. You may see TV watching as a way to decompress after your day. Since studies have shown that watching television doesn't lower your stress level, and in fact may increase it, you're better off trying other activities. Could you do something that is more relaxing, like yoga, reading, or listening to music? Benefits of less TV will be obvious. If you try life without TV for a week or less and see how you feel. Every spring during TV turn-off week, April 21st through 27th, 2004, thousands of people give this a try and often find they prefer watching less. The first few days can be rough. But after that initial period, people find freedom. They get more things done, and that makes them happier. My husband and I do own a TV, and I'm working on being more aware of my viewing habits. Now, before I pick up the remote, I ask myself, is this what I really want to be doing? Often I come up with better options and the on button doesn't get pushed. After all, I doubt on my deathbed I'll regret that I didn't watch more TV.